My name is Eric Donaldson, and right now I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial.
On WhatsApp?
We'll be right back.
Thousands of handsome men over.
Calypso, all soca, all pan, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister Pat, and the angel will join us shortly. How are you doing, DJ Ronnie G?
Just Ronnie G. I'm not a DJ. I just like to select music, that's all.
Thou protested too much.
Where is the angel?
Been watching?
Uh-huh.
What are you watching on TV?
Right now, nothing.
In general, come on.
Nothing, Pat.
You don't watch CNN like the rest of the world? You're not watching NBC, CNBC, CBS, PBS?
None of the sort.
And then during the daytime, watch the CBC COVID news? Come on now, what you watching?
None of the sort. I'm watching myself.
Okay, and do you think it's better for your mental health?
That's right. When I'm not working, I'm downstairs here playing around with my toys.
Oh, okay. All right. And what new menus do you have happening?
Right now, I'm not quite sure. I'm working on a Philadelphia jerk steak sandwich. So I'm trying to balance the flavors in it.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
So I'm working on that.
So why wouldn't you call it a Kingston jerk sandwich?
It has nothing to do with Kingston. If you tell me Port Antonio jerk sandwich.
What jerk has to do with Philadelphia?
No, if you tell me a Port Antonio jerk Philly sandwich, then you're in business.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But why Philadelphia?
Because the bun I'm going to use and the technique I'm going to use and some of the ingredients is going to be Philadelphia style.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you see, you didn't say that. You didn't say Philadelphia style jerk sandwich. You said a Philadelphia jerk sandwich.
Well.
You want to slap me, I can tell. I can tell you what the coffee or cough.
Whatever. My mind is very far, that's what.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
All right.
Yesterday, look, if you want to talk, yesterday we had the Hilltoppers, the banquet. We did the virtual banquet. It went pretty
good. And how did that look? Did you save a taping of it?
It's probably there, but I had fun playing the music. I assimilated DJ Cupid Love, DJ Lee, You know, I talked about, you know, we were drawing the raffle now. Most of the guys at the bar, well, they come inside, please. We're trying to do some things here. And, you know, it went pretty good. Crack a couple of jokes. And
how many people were on Zoom for this banquet?
To tell you the truth, I was doing the board and I was doing the thing there. And I will look back and tell you. But I was just inviting people and I wasn't keeping track of. You know, some
people
dropped back
out. Okay, hold on. I want to know, structurally, how do you have a Zoom banquet? Right? Now, you sold tickets?
No, this was done off the cuff, actually. What we did is that we advertised from last week on your show here, and then Stretch give it a little push, and then Hilltoppers have a way of, they can run a good election, let's put it that way. Once they have their troops together and the word goes out, everybody comes together very quickly. So a couple phone calls, boom, 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 the orders came in. We had a cutoff date on Friday. I made the orders, they picked it up. Some was delivered to the people who couldn't actually come. And they had their meal, and then we started around 8:30. There were some problems, though, with getting everything worked out, because I have two systems, and what happened is that I thought I could do a slideshow on the Zoom, and when I tried to do the slide, I wasn't getting the slide, and with the background, with the green screen, and and all that stuff. So we managed to get it going. Ended at about 11:30 when I played Woman on the Bass by All Stars. They usually play that at the end of the banquet, and then we give a vote of thanks, so I had to do that because people were chatting in the chat room, and I couldn't actually monitor the chat. I could only see that when their lights go on, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Pat, how is the volume now? How is it coming over? Because I wasn't quite sure.
It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah?
It's perfect.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure.
Oh, I'm still getting it. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily have to eat together on a video.
No.
So let's say that people ate anywhere between 6 and 8 o'clock.
That's right.
But 8 o'clock, then you guys got on all together. And it was almost like a Zoom meeting with music in between or on in the background.
Right.
And people could dance in their own living rooms.
Yeah, they can
so
dance.
So ostensibly, they're paying for just the meal portion, and that fellowship, you do feel it, because I've gone on to a couple Zoom parties, particularly when DJ Drew has his. They're a lot of fun because of the chat room, because we're talking smack, and I'm talking smack, let me just speak for myself. And he's had up to like 700 people, and it is a hoot. It's a lot of fun, right? So that's the old boy one. But I like the component of the food, whereby an organization that, you know, is a fabulous sports organization that goes around the Caribbean and represents the soccer league, that they're able to make some funds. So kudos. I miss Junior Joel. I chat with Warren and, you know, some of the other, I haven't seen Glenn or my darling Patrick Gay. So, hey, soon and very soon. Who'd have thought last year this time? Because it's about 28-30 years they're holding it on this weekend. Actually, Warren knows why I remember.
Actually, that banquet was the 46th banquet.
Woo!
46.
That's why I said at least. I only know of it for the last 28 years. Well, if Warren listening, he's laughing right now.
It's 26. Right? This is your age right now, Pat? You're 26. You're doing good.
I'm not answering you. I'm 26 when I want to be.
Where is the storm?
The storm went out to the mall with Diva and the littlest booms. And she's glad because she went out Friday. She had a pet day. And, you know, that's the first two times she's been to a mall since March or something, right? Right. And she's handling it all well. I have to tell listeners that I had a virtual parents-teacher meeting with her teacher, and she is excelling. She really is excelling. She's working on her own for longer periods of time. The reading and her vocabulary and sight words have gone off, and she's doing better at math. She doesn't like the takeaway part, but she's getting there, right? So I'm really, really pleased. So I want to say a big, big bravo. She's not listening. But, you know, it hasn't been easy. They told us at one point she'd never be able to read, and everybody knows she reading because she could find everybody in my WhatsApp and call them ad nauseum, right? So she used to write hieroglyphics, right? And now she writes in good on computer, right? She's better at texting than she is pen and paper. But for someone who they said she wasn't going to be able, I am so pleased. And I want to thank the community of love around her and people, because we've all raised her, you know. Of course, her immediate blood family does the heavy lifting, but it's been a community child raising effort. And having said that, it brings me to my really, really, really sad news. And that is 1 a.m. Friday, the Montreal academic black community lost a giant, Horace Goddard, Barbados son, educator, publisher, stalwart commissioner of past many years of what was then the PSBGM and then the English Montreal School Board up until his retirement. And he came out of retirement to be the lead administrator of it's not Greaves Academy, it could be, but it's the Seventh-day Adventist Church School, the private school. And I'm going to pay tribute to him in the coming days as soon as I get information from Pat. Pat, I'm sending you my love. He has 4 children, I believe, and 1 grandson, to my knowledge. I'll have this confirmed when I do the formal tribute. But I mention him now because on the first day of storm, going to Elizabeth Ballantyne, because it was this big conversation, do we try her in a quote-unquote mainstream school? And he helped me with that decision, to the point that when we arrived at the school, he came with us. He came with Wayne and I and sat in the kindergarten class with us as a friend. In fact, it was Horace's hand that she held on the very first day of kindergarten and climbed the stairs to the classroom to Miss Sharon's class. And we just watched her go. And for that and all the years of not only literary counsel, educational counsel, but just good solid wisdom and ribald humor and spiritual direction, I'd like to just have a moment of silence. Rest in peace, my good, good Horace. A more formal tribute will be coming in the coming days. He's an educator of many, 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 many students. Quebec Board of Educator Foundation, a giant in this community. Let's play some music. CKUT 90.3 FM Boom Boom Time. Stay with me till 6 p.m.
Yeah, he's that money. I never had a mama to ever do that to me. Do darling, look before reserve. You're making me feel so sweet. Some sparrow, some. How she hold me, and I hope she like two snakes roll up. She's so deceitful, she ball in stuff, but she like it. I know that by the way she's had to scratch me like a kid. Darling, don't bite me, don't do that, honey. We'll be right back.
to rule every nation. It's the justice system. Brothers must obey the commands to be friends.
that way. So the next you turn on the paper, them boys start writing. Left the time to tell the world it's what that the black man singing. So before the reborn has put me calling for their body. I know it may not need to sing naughty talking about party. But when the fans of them around the world listen to what I have to say. Anyway, not a fool, anyway, not a fast. The reborn is out, no way. No, 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 this party is done. Black man, the fans have been fun. I just a name of it. I met her in Brooklyn. She said, Bootsy, baby, you're driving me crazy. We are the people. We are the people. We are the people.
This is a hard one.
Consigne d'isolement de la santé publique. Quand on a des symptômes, on doit s'isoler. Quand on a passé un test, on doit s'isoler. Quand le résultat est positif, on doit s'isoler. Quand on vient de voyage, on doit s'isoler. Et si on a été en contact avec un cas confirmé, on doit s'isoler. S'isoler, c'est sérieux. S'il vous plaît, faites-le. Informations sur québec.ca/isolement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec. Pour lutter contre la COVID-19, on doit tous respecter les consignes d'isolement de la santé publique jusqu'au bout. Quand on a des symptômes, on doit s'isoler. Quand on a passé un test, on doit s'isoler. Quand le résultat est positif, on doit s'isoler. Quand on revient de voyage, on doit s'isoler. Et si on a été en contact avec un cas confirmé, on doit s'isoler. S'isoler, c'est sérieux. S'il vous plaît, faites-le. Informations sur québec.ca/isolement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec. Pour lutter contre la COVID-19, on doit tous respecter les consignes d'isolement de la santé publique jusqu'au bout. Quand on a des symptômes, on doit s'isoler. Quand on a passé un test, on doit s'isoler. Quand le résultat est positif, on doit s'isoler. Quand on revient de voyage, on doit s'isoler. Et si on a été en contact avec un cas confirmé, on doit s'isoler. S'isoler, c'est sérieux. S'il vous plaît, faites-le. Informations sur québec.ca/isolement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
The COVID-19 pandemic in Canada is serious. We must continue to practice all public health measures. Follow local guidelines for gatherings, maintain physical distancing, wash your hands, wear a mask, and download the COVID Alert app. If you have symptoms, even mild ones, stay home. Protect yourself and others. Learn more at canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397. A message from the Government of Canada.
When your parents
parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others. As it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Social 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, there we go. And take the mental health issue serious. Not fussy for the term. But just check in with yourself. Ultimately is the messaging that I want you to pay attention to. Coming up in the coming weeks, we're going to talk about how local Black shopping for your more intimate Christmas might be the thing for you and can perhaps help you have more reason for the season, but not more than Jesus, of course. It's when it's a time when we celebrate his birth. I want you to check out, those of you who need to shop early, check out Valentino. I got a great red, green, and gold Rasta scarf. Really, really nice, plush, soft, warm. Valentino's on Sherbrooke Street between Addington and Jail Ward. And really inexpensive as well. So check them out. There's a lot of other things we'll be talking, and hopefully we'll get to talk to the chef them again. And we'll keep it going, all right? Next week, we'll go back to our Parang music, and we'll move from there. Ronnie G, who is not a DJ, but a selector, come down with it.
finally found me.